So another reason, so people, especially if they've already had a job at another company, you tend to develop this narrative of like, okay, like the people running this company are idiots, they're making all these stupid decisions, they're spending their time in these stupid ways. I'm going to start a company and I'm going to do it better. I'm going to like set all the rules. It's a pretty attractive idea. Makes a lot of sense. If you've read my Medium post, you know it's coming. I'll give you guys a second to read this quote. Cool. So this really resonates with me. And one thing I'd point out is, the reality of these decisions is pretty nuanced. The people you thought were idiots probably weren't idiots. They probably just had like a really difficult decision in front of them and people pulling them in multiple directions. So the most common thing I have to spend my time on and focus my energy on as a CEO is like the problems that like other people are bringing to me, the other priorities that people create. And it's usually in the form of a conflict. People want to go in different directions or like customers want different things. And like I might have my own opinion about that. But really the game I'm playing is like who do I disappoint the least? And like just trying to like navigate all these difficult situations. And even on a day-to-day basis, I might come in on Monday and like have all these, you know, grand plans for like how I'm going to improve the company and what I'm going to spend my time on. But then if like an important employee is threatening to quit, that's what I'm spending my time on. That's my number one priority. So a subset of you're the boss is you have flexibility. You have control over your own schedule. This is a really attractive idea. So here's the reality, another Phil Ivan quote. So this really resonates with me as well. And some of the reasons for this, again, you're always on call. So maybe you don't intend to work all parts of the day, but you might not get to control which ones. You're a role model. This is super important. So if you're an employee of a company, you might have some good weeks. You might have some bad weeks, some weeks when you're low energy. Maybe you want to take a couple extra days off. That's really bad if you're an entrepreneur. Like your team will really signal off what you're bringing to the table. And so if you take your foot off the gas, so will they. You're always working anyway. So if you're really passionate about an idea, it's just going to like pull you to keep working on it. If you're working with great investors, you're working with great partners, they're going to want to be working really hard. They're going to want you to be working really hard. And again, you're going to want to work really hard.